As God begins to raise up new ministries in our body to meet the needs of the people of God, and as different ones begin to experience the exhilaration of the anointing of Jesus Christ upon your life, and as different ones begin to experience a new position in God, as you find yourself being in a position where you're elevated from a former position to another position, where once you were here and now you are here, and you have new responsibilities, and all of a sudden you find that when you lay hands on people, God touches people's lives. And when you speak forth the word of God, that lives are changed. And all of a sudden you begin to feel a new anointing and a flowing of Jesus Christ through your hands. All of a sudden you begin to feel the heart of God. As different ones begin to go back, even to Greece, and to Uganda someday, and to Switzerland, and to many places in this nation, as different ones are sent out, and as different ones begin to come into a place of working with God and building the house of God, I want you to consider tonight the death of Herod Agrippa, a man who gave not God the glory. I want us for a moment tonight to consider the course of our life from this night until the day that Jesus takes us home, and to consider tonight the death of Herod Agrippa, a man who gave not God the glory. Acts chapter 12. Different ones are finding God giving them gifts of the Spirit and the word of knowledge and faith, and the anointing of God is coming upon them. Consider tonight this man. Consider tonight. Verse 21, chapter 12, book of Acts. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God and not of a man. What a moment for Herod. What a moment for Herod. Upon his throne with royal apparel, receiving worship, receiving praise, receiving honor, receiving glory from mankind, the race of Adam. Receiving honor bestowed upon him. It is the voice of a God. What a moment for Herod. What a moment. Verse 23. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms, and he gave up the ghost. That word smote means to hit once, down, finished. That fast. Herod learned that it was no small thing to touch the glory of God. Right. To take a claim and praise and worship unto himself. Herod learned that to lift up his heart and take the place reserved for God would mean to be smitten by God himself. That there's only one throne, God's throne, and he shouldn't build his own. He shouldn't build his own. Herod experientially learned Proverbs chapter 25, verse 27. You can turn there. It says, it is not good to eat much honey. So for men to search their own glory is not glory. For men to examine intimately themselves and to find worth and acclaim and that which would bring honor and worship and the praise of other people upon themselves, God says it is not good for you and I. It is not good for you and I to search out our own glory, our own honor, our own weight, our own splendor. The reason why I'm bringing this is because I see throughout the church world and in my life that we can't touch God's glory no more. We can't touch His glory no more. That if there's any goodness, and then if there's any love, and if there's any power, and if there's any anointing, to God Himself be all the glory. And God would teach us as a people and as a ministering body of Jesus Christ to learn in every aspect of our life that which honors God and that which doesn't. So that whenever we do and whatever we do in Jesus Christ, that through whatever we do, that men will be brought and drawn into the worship of God Himself. And that not one of us would ever be exalted, nor would one of us ever receive what is rightfully the Lord's. A desire to advance the name of Jesus and to promote the brethren and to see God receive all the credit for all the goodness in the church now and forevermore. A desire to see God really known among His people. A desire to see God lifted up, sitting upon the throne, all crowns at His feet. That desire sometimes gets mixed with a desire to be known of others and admired by them. To receive credit for being a vessel used of the Lord. To take credit for what we are and what we'll do. To promote our name and make it a household word, so to speak. To have the preeminence. You see, it's right to desire that God Himself be glorified in our lives, that others might glorify God. But if it's mixed in with a desire to be known of men, you know, it's not that we don't want to give Him all the glory, but do we want to give Him all the glory? Do we sometimes maybe take just a little bit back unto ourselves? We want to glorify Him, but there's a desire that our name be mentioned in the same breath as the name of Jesus Christ. There was a preacher who said, God forbid that my name be mentioned in the same sentence where Jesus Christ is in. Now, I don't know whether he lived that, but it's right to say that. Do we have an understanding that His name is so high and so exalted, and the glory and the goodness and the power belongeth only unto Him, and we are simply servants of Him, receiving of His Spirit to bring men to Him, and that is our chief delight, that it's God Himself that gets the credit, that men come to know Him, that men come to love Him, that men come to admire Him. If we have a mixed motive, you will find in our lives envy and jealousy. We'll find that when someone is used by God, it'll bother us. It'll actually upset us that God Himself would flow through men and it's not us. It actually would upset us that if God moved through a music ministry and ministered the music of life and souls were set free, it would upset us that it wasn't us who sang the song that brought the souls to Jesus. That the pastor liked their ministry more than ours. That he mentioned their name and not ours. That he likes the way he teaches, but he never mentions me. And he gives that man a chance to preach, but what about me? We get upset. Do we get upset when we find that God moves through the hearts of His people to bring life and glory unto Himself? Does it bother us that souls are redeemed through the ministry that other men have and we don't occupy that place? Is there envy and jealousy in our hearts that would bother us when certain people minister because not them, Lord, not them? Or do we just say, God, save them all. God, win them all. Who cares? Who cares? There's a saying that says, the proud preacher would shine alone. The proud preacher would shine alone. He can't be right across the board with everybody else. Jesus is playing that member, this member, that member, that member, in one Jesus Christ, through all of His people, producing a manifestation and a glory unto God Himself. Bringing men into the glory of God, by the very life that is being exhibited through every member of the body of Christ. Hear a song, hear a testimony, hear this, hear that. All flowing together, care not a whit. If it's me, you, or them, who else doesn't care? Right. The man don't care. Right. Because he wants God to get the glory. He wants Jesus Christ to get the glory. and he doesn't care what it costs him, and he doesn't care who God uses. God, use them all, send them all, bless them all, adventure people, promote the brethren, Lord. Only God shines alone. Only God Himself shines alone. Only God Himself sits on the throne, brethren. Only God Himself occupies a place. Light, no one can even approach unto God Himself. God is so exalted, so holy, magnificent. No man can even stand in His presence without coming undone. God Himself is worth all. He is the one to whom we point men. He is the one we want to be known. He is the one. Herod means hero. Herod's name means hero. Herod wanted to be the hero. And God smote him dead. Because he wanted to be number one. He wanted to be the man of God, you know? He wanted to be the one that's known to have the deliverance ministry, the healing ministry, anointing and power in his ministry. Oh, our God uses me more than him. Oh, God, is I must have more of God's heart than him. I must have prayed more. That's why God gives me more of his heart. Oh, if they only prayed more. They only studied more. Oh. Sick. It's sick. So filthy sick. The desire to be the hero and to sit on a pedestal and be viewed by the awed multitudes must die the death of Herod. Must be smitten by God once and for all. Or be eaten by worms. Means disease with maggots. Every area of our life where we just take back like a little bit of the glory and boast within ourselves, maybe not outwardly, maybe in our pew after we preached, taught, as we see multitudes blessed, healed, and delivered, as we see these things, and within ourselves, just the thoughts begin to come. Did you ever use me? Did he ever use you? Was he ever with you today? Was he ever with me today? My, God is promoting me. God is promoting me. God is lifting me up. My horn is going up. Worms will feed on the thoughts and the actions and the deeds and everything in our heart that doesn't give God all the glory. Every bit of the glory. Proverbs 20, verse 6. Just a few more scriptures. I'll never forget David Wilkerson saying that night. 15,000 people under the lights, the stars of heaven. The only man that he had a heart for God. And he walked out and he said, we can touch the goal, but God help you and God help me if we touch the glory. He said, all over America, people are building works of God with their healing ministries and the gifts of the Spirit. And they have a miracle ministry, and they have this type of ministry, and all of a sudden they build something around the work of God, and then they give all the glory to God. They give God all the glory. He goes, but that's not giving God all the glory. It's promoting self in many cases. Proverbs 20, verse 6. Jesus wants to, as I mentioned last week, Jesus wants to minister holy things in a holy way, to bring forth a holiness in his people. He wants to minister clean, unadulterated, pure, without any self-seeking, anything that's included in there that will just draw the attention to ourselves and turn eyes from God. Proverbs 20, verse 6. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? Most men will proclaim every man his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. God is not asking us to proclaim our own piety and our own kindnesses and our acts of mercy and our beauty. But God is calling us to be faithful men who, when God gives us anything, any ministry, any gift and in every aspect of our daily life that we say, Father, I give you all the praise and all the glory, and I want you to be known, I want you to be seen, and without anything in my life, Lord, that would detract from you getting the glory in my life. And God, I know I'm a filthy sinner, and you're just giving this to me, Lord, to bless your people. And God, I want to be faithful in it, oh God, and make sure that it stays pure and holy. And Lord, I want your people to come into your image and likeness. If I can help in any way, Jesus, I'm open to anything you want to give me, any way you want to use me. But God, please, Lord, keep me from ever touching your glory. Keep me from ever lifting up my heart. Lord, send men my way to smite me down. But Lord, make sure you get all the glory, because I know you're the only one that's worthy, because I'm a sinner saved by your grace. Carl and Dellett says, but a man who standeth the test, who findeth such a one? As we find God giving gifts, and as different ones are being used, stand the test. God's trying to prepare us to stand the test, so that when things come our way to lift us up, we won't go for it. We're just saying, no way. I know him. It belongs to him. I won't touch it. Thank you. I won't touch it. Are we like Jehu in 2 Kings 10:16, who said, come with me and see my zeal for the Lord. Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord. And they made him ride in the chariot. They made him ride in the chariot. Let's not be as Jehu's and Absalom's, who proclaim their own goodness and their own beauty. Come and see my prayer life. Come and see my intercessory prayer life. Did you know I'm an intercessor now? Did you know God's using me in healing now? God gave me a new voice to praise his name. Do you know God's beginning to use me in preaching? Do you know God healed 13 people through me? Do you know God's doing this? Do you know I just feel the heart of God? I just feel all this. I just feel. Do you think Jesus, the Messiah, as he was growing up, I just feel God calling me to be the Messiah. I feel the burden for everyone in the whole world. Oh, I've got to go out and fast and pray all night long. I've got to carry the sins of this nation. Oh, brethren, do you think he did that? Not a word. He said he speaketh not of himself, but he speaketh of him who sent him, and him in whom is no unrighteousness, and is true. We need to cry out with the psalmist who said, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. Unto thy name. Proverbs 27:2. And this is really important, because we can help one another, or we could hurt one another by what comes out of our mouth, even in this area. We could hurt one another. You know, it's a good thing to be appreciated by your brothers and sisters. It's a good thing to be loved by your brothers and sisters. It's a good thing to have people say, brother, I just appreciate you. I see Jesus in your life. But don't go further than that. Don't go any more than that. Oh, God's just sure using you in deliverance. God's just sure using you in healing. I just see Jesus radiating from your life. Away with such a man, brethren. Away with such a man. What are you doing to that heart? A heart wicked enough, proud enough, without coming and flattering the brethren. Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth. A stranger, and not thine own lips. Let another man praise us. Let another man praise thee. Let another man, not ourselves. Let's not praise ourselves. Let's not speak of ourselves. The Holy Ghost speaketh not of himself, but he came to glorify Jesus Christ. And we need to examine our testimonies, our preaching, our teaching, our singing, every aspect of ministry in our lives. You need to. We need to. It's not a light thing. It's not a thing to be careless with. You know why? Because worms might start feeding. We need to really examine ourselves as we prepare for the ministry, as we go out, as God begins to do things in our life. We really need to examine ourselves and see, who are we giving the glory to? What can I cut out? What is me? What is God? And we need to seek God in this. We need to prepare our hearts before the Lord. We need to go to God and say, God, don't let me touch it. Because the most natural thing in the church world and the most natural thing in man is to touch it. Touch it. Throw mud all over it. Put billboards of ourselves all over it. Hide in God's face. Hide in God's beauty. Hide in God's glory. Taking undue praise upon ourselves. Be careful. Proverbs 27:21 says, as the fining pot for silver and the furnace for gold, so is a man to his praise. Not only must we be careful at what we say, but we must be careful about what we hear. As men come and praise you for your marvelous abilities, as men come and praise you for your great oratory, as men come and praise you for the fact that Jesus is flowing through your life, be careful how you hear. Be careful, really, brethren, be careful, lest all of a sudden Satan will have taken advantage over us, and all of a sudden we be lifted up. For it says the devil is the king over all the children of pride, in the book of Job. And it says that he makes a path to shine right after him. The path of Jesus always goes down into making yourself of no reputation. It says that he made himself of no reputation. He worked at it to make sure that it was always God who got the glory. And if we're going to be like him, that's another example of his life that we need to say, Amen, Lord. He took the path down. He made himself of no reputation. He took upon himself the form of a servant. Served all and gave God all the glory, all the credit, and was a reverent man who had God in him like him. But he didn't speak of himself, and he didn't build an institution around himself. Two last scriptures. John chapter 5, verse 41. Don't you want to be a vessel that can stand before the Lord in that day and take your crown and just throw it on the ground? Say, it says it'll all be face down too. And God himself will just radiate throughout all the ages to come. All of his beauty and all of his glory. And finally, you know, there was a time in the other sanctuary, they were singing this song about God, and I felt like getting up and just giving God a standing ovation. Not the clap offerings that you hear about, give the Lord a clap, but really get up and say, what a king! What a victor! What a Lord! I mean, really! Get up and just start, what God! Hallelujah! Amen! You are the greatest! Really, brethren, just you are the greatest. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so glad you won. I'm glad you got it, Lord. Hallelujah. Take the crowns. Oh, take them. Oh, God. Oh, God, I love you. Really, just the whole universe someday is going to give God, hallelujah, a standing ovation for what he hath done. Hallelujah. To be so sweet in that day. To look right across the board and see Jesus in all, Jesus everywhere, God all in all. Hallelujah, brethren. And that's what's going to happen in this earth in the last days. John 5:41. Praise God. I receive not honor from men. Verse 44. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? People may think you're looking good and they might think I'm looking good, but God knows who I really am. And I need to seek the honor that comes from God. And we need to seek the honor that comes from the Lord. We need to seek the honor that comes from him, that the Lord himself might kiss us. He might bestow his favor upon us. He might say, you are beloved son. And we take nothing on ourselves at all. And no matter what men think, whether good or whether bad, we care not. If it's something that is going to stumble, oh, we'll repent. We'll go before God. We'll put out the unclean thing, not to stumble our brother. But as far as whether or not we're this or that, we care not. Only thou, God, say unto me that I am favored of thee. Say unto me that I am favored of thee, that you love me, that my heart is pure. Isn't that your heart tonight? To go to God and say, is my heart pure, Lord? Is my heart pure? Is there any envy, any jealousy, any ambition outside of glorifying thee? I don't want it. Is that your heart tonight? That's the heart of the Lord Jesus. He wouldn't dare touch it. He wanted God to be pleased with him. How sweet that would be if God would say, I love thee, I am pleased with thee. You were faithful, my son. Oh, what a beautiful sound that would be. It's worth anything to me. It's worth anything, brethren. It's worth anything. It doesn't make any difference what we think one of another, except in Jesus. But oh, to have God say, you are a beloved son. I know you. Not to say, I know you, but he said, I know you. I know you. I know you.
You were faithful. You loved me. You took not the glory. You gave it all to me, and you went through it, and you were like Jesus. What a beautiful thing. Hunger for that, brethren. There's a sweetness that's coming someday. When God says that to his people, he says that to us. Who cares what talents or what gifts? Let's have the kisses of God. Let's have his favor and his love. You know, I'll tell you a man who gave God the glory and we're closed. Daniel 2. Watch how this brother gave God the glory. I'll tell you. He gave him all the glory. That's why it says that he was beloved of the Lord. The man was beloved of the Lord. Daniel chapter 2. In his own heart first. In his own heart. Daniel 2:18. Interpreting the king's dream. Verse 19. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might and hast made known unto me now what we desire of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Verse 28. When he stood before the king, he didn't speak of himself. He didn't say, I've done it before. God's given me the word of knowledge. God's done it. God will reveal it. He didn't say nothing like that. He said, But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Oh, verse 27. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, The secret which the king hath demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, and the soothsayers show unto the king. But there is a God in heaven. He gave God all the glory. King David in 1 Chronicles 29, 11 to 14. You're amplified. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and yours it is to be exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand are power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name and those attributes which that name denotes. But who am I? And that's what God said to Job. But who are you, Job? Deck now thyself with glory and majesty. And he couldn't. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should retain strength and be able to offer thus so willingly? For all things come from you, and of your own hand we have given to you. God himself gives unto you and gives unto me, that we might give unto him and that we might give unto others. Nothing is ours. All is his. No honor we deserve. It's all upon him. No acclaim do we want, but rather we turn it to him. No praises will flatter us, for we have hearts only to serve him and to give him all the glory. Remember Herod. He gave not God the glory. Remember the latter end of a man who touched God's honor. As you move on in the ministry in Jesus Christ, as God begins to give you gifts, as God begins to do things in your life, remember the latter days of a man who dared touch the glory of God. And I know tonight that God is calling some young men and some young women and those whoever. But you know that you are about to embark on a new place, in a new place in God. You are about to step through a new door. You found the goading of God in your life to move on in the ministry. You found God coming down upon you and flowing through you. You've seen new things start to happen. God wants us tonight to make a covenant with Almighty God, to put away all envy and all jealousy and all ambition, but rather to make a covenant that God, as I go forth in you, and as I live every day, as I go forth back to Greece, as I go to Uganda someday, as I go to Switzerland someday, as I go to Kansas, I go to Montana, as I go to New York, oh God, every breath that I breathe, let you breathe through me and get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. I am willing to stand before you like Elijah stood before the Lord of hosts and make a covenant with Almighty God tonight that no matter what God does, no matter how much of His greatness, how much of His glory, how many gifts you have, and what stature you have in the church, that you will never, ever, ever touch the glory that belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I feel tonight that God would cement that in many hearts. For God is using you, and you are the people of the Lord. And God is using you mightily to bless the brethren, but it's just to bless the brethren and advance another man and bring a soul to God. It's not to sit back in our chair and feel good about ourselves, how God is doing things in our life. So I encourage you tonight before God Himself to stand before God Himself and say, Father, no matter what, don't ever let me touch the glory. Smite me through an elder, through a teacher, through a word of God, through somebody. Take away my health. Take away my life. But Lord, don't ever let me lead men to me.